I would die happy if I could play a lap steel like that. Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Darius Rucker and doing some guest vocals on Love Do What It Do from Robert Randolph's brand new album, Got Soul. In front of that, we heard brand new music from Pokey LaFarge, Riot in the Streets. Actually, we had Gillian Welsh in between the two. Gillian Welsh from that 20th anniversary edition official revival bootleg and Red Clay Halo. Classic Dave Mason, Only You Know and I Know, which was also a hit for Delaney and Bonnie, and new music from Real Estate got us started out. It's 8:26, and it is Morning Line for Wednesday. KMBA Sports Live Music in Anchorage. Parlor in the Round continues tomorrow at the Taproot. A wonderful night where the artists share how their songs come to life, and the audience gets to help write new music. Michael Howard, Caroline Cotter, and George Veach all featured this month. You can find out more online at taprootalaska.com. Welcome to Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chifluck.
And a very interesting event happening coming up in our community. Frank's got all the information.
That's right. And I also have a guest. The Native Student Services Indigenous Healing Gathering is coming up. Well, that's today and tomorrow right here in Anchorage at the UAA campus, on the first floor of a student union, the South Cafeteria. I've got the president of the Native Student Council, Aaron Tolan. How's it going?
It's going good. Do you want me to introduce myself?
Yes, please.
So my name is Aaron Tolan. I was born and raised in Anchorage, Alaska. My family comes from Nome and Ketchikan, so I'm Tlingit Inupiaq. I've been going to school for about 3 years now. Just declared anthropology is my major, and with a minor in Alaska Native Studies and Alaska Native Business Management. And I just became the president of Native Student Council this year. And having a lot of fun running all the events. We're actually partnering with NSS on their Indigenous Healing Gathering, which is happening today. This gathering is about traditional heal, or finding ways to heal traditionally and understanding the impacts of the historical trauma, learning cultural healing practices, teaching and values, gathering the strengths, cultural awareness, healing, and Indigenous well-being practices. This gathering is in partnership with NSS, Native Student Council, and excuse me if I butcher this, it's a Yupik word, old Yupik word, Jawri Jagach, and that word, it means holistic, like health, being healthy all around. And it's a nonprofit organization that travels around the state hosting traditional healing events like this at different communities. And we wanted them to come into campus for the students. So
I see. So you've got, I'm looking at the flyer and I see sort of like I see a traditional dancer with a real comical face. He's like really inviting the crowd to participate. So that sounds kind of like the style that might be happening today. Is like a lot of participation from people that come to this event?
Yes. That's one of the big things that they're trying to push for. It's mainly geared towards students, and they're doing a lot of small icebreakers here and there, and also some workshops to really engage the people and not just have it be people come in and someone presents. They want to engage the audience and have them feel like they're a part of the event.
Yeah, so you know, historical trauma is definitely one of those things that's been on the news or in the kind of like in recent research lately. And so it's interesting to see how do you think people will react when they come to this?
For some people who don't know the history of Alaska Natives and Native Americans, it will be fairly new. They'll be learning like the other side, not just the Western side. So it'll be kind of new to them. And I've talked to some people about it, and like they never knew about the traumas that we've gone through and how it still affects us to today, the younger generations. And then for most of the people who know the history, like, they'll understand, and this will mostly help them find out a way to overcome those traumas and really have a positive outlook on life.
And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Aaron Tolan of the Native Student Council at University of Alaska Anchorage. We're talking about an event called the Indigenous Healing Gathering. It's this coming, well, it's today and tomorrow from 9 to 4 at the UAA First Floor Student Union. So it sounds like a great event. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just this other event that's coming up next week. It's the Reasons to Live Walk. It's to bring awareness to suicide prevention, and it'll be March 29th and 30th, two-day event again. The first day will be from 10 to 3:30. That will be mostly sign making and small workshops on like six-word story, which is you write six words about something important in your life, and then lunch with Ms. Chimai and sign making and poster making throughout the day. And there's lunch provided. Then the second day will start around 12, and we'll have a dance group called the Anchorage Northern Lights Dancers come in, and they'll perform for about half an hour, and then we'll have a pre-walk discussion. We will have different resources from on-campus, off-campus, statewide, and nationwide resources. People coming in to talk about the different areas that you can go at different levels. And then at 1:30 we'll start the walk, and it'll start at Native Student Services in the RH and then go to ANMC and back. And again, this event is also free to the community, and parking is free.
And so for more information, I understand that Native Student Services has a Facebook page, which might be a great resource for that. So yeah, great. Your big news, free parking at UAA. That sounds pretty outstanding, doesn't it, Danny?
That sounds tremendous. Tremendous. Thank you very much. Aaron, thank you very much for all the information. I hope you have a great event, a great couple of events. Appreciate you coming in. And thank you, Frank. Music from Amy Levere and John Hyatt coming up. New music from Molochs, too, after this.
You can launch your weekend Friday after hours at the Anchorage Museum. Join us Friday evenings for Polar Nights when we open select galleries and host after hours events. Enjoy discounted admission, exhibition openings, music, art classes, planetarium shows, and more. Visit Polar Nights Friday after hours at AnchorageMuseum.org. This message brought to you by the Anchorage Museum.